fourth unidentified object is shot down by U.S. fighter jets. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Today, it was over Lake Huron. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick commenting on Fox News Live.
President Xi has been willing to do things that his predecessors have not. Those of us on the House Intelligence Committee have been seeing this and getting briefed on, not this specifically, but the threat of the CCP for years now. But I will tell you, Arthel, this is a whole new level of aggression.
President Biden giving the command, the Pentagon calling it a threat due to its potential surveillance capabilities. While most focus on football during the Super Bowl, NFL player turned neurosurgeon Dr. Byron Roll is shining a light on CTE, a brain disease brought on by head injury and trauma.
I think we're doing better now than we were 10, 15 years ago. You know, it's not just football, too, right? It's cheerleading. When you throw flyers up in the air, they fall, hit their head. Hockey. Soccer, you know, many different youth sports have children who receive concussions and have to sort of mitigate those steps clinically.
Dr. Roll on Fox News Sunday. Hopes are fading in the recovery from last Monday's large earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. Fox's Greg Palcott.
The charge made shoddy construction and local corruption led to unnecessary deaths. Today, Turkish officials detained 134 suspects, including, it's believed, those behind this disaster. Small consolation to relatives of victims, including Bashir Ginji, who lost his brother and his brother's family.
Are you angry? Are you mad?
Very I'm angry, but is the don't mean for my family because they are died.
The national government is also faulted, but at the end of the day, this is turning out to be a disaster of biblical proportions.
The number of dead also blamed on longstanding political disputes preventing aid from arriving faster. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Colorado officer dies a week after a fall from a bridge.
The Fountain, Colorado Police Department saying in a statement, canine officer Julian Becerra succumbed to his injuries he suffered after chasing a carjacking suspect February 2nd. According to Fox 31 Denver, the officer had been on life support after falling 40 feet from an overpass near I-25. Becerra was on the force nearly 5 years. A GoFundMe for his family says he was also an Air Force veteran. A procession was held Saturday night to escort Officer Becerra from the hospital to the El Paso County Coroner's Office. He leaves behind a wife, an 8-year-old daughter, and 1-year-old son. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
After the Supreme Court overturned Roe, governors are on the front line regarding abortion.
North Dakota Republican Governor Doug Burgum says that's where his state leans.
Proven at the ballot box, the citizens voting. Our legislature very much is a pro-life with exception states.
New Mexico's Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says abortion is a constitutional matter that shouldn't be legal in just some of America.
Making sure that wherever I live in this country, one country, that my constitutional rights, my bodily autonomy ought to be protected.
Both appeared on CBS Face the Nation.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Valentine's Day is fast approaching. India would like you to show some love to the cows. Fox's Jonathan Savage.
Devout Hindus worship cattle as holy. Some say Valentine's Day goes against traditional Indian values. The government-run Animal Welfare Department agrees. That's why in India this year, February 14th, is officially Cow Hug Day. As it sounds, citizens are being told to physically embrace the animals. Opponents argue religion and state should stay separate in a nation known for religious diversity. In recent years, Hindu hardliners have protested Valentine's Day, raiding shops for cards and gifts.
Anne Carrick.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.